This is Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a brief consultation note on patient Jaden Duan. First name is Jaden, J-A-D-E-N. Last name is Duan, D-O-A-N, Duan. Date of birth 3-7-2009. This letter is being written to Dr. Tuan Fan. First name is Tuan. Last name is Fan, P-H-A-N Fan. Address 1569 Lexan Avenue, L-E-X-A-N-N Avenue, Suite 120, San Jose, California. Telephone number is, okay, let's see, his phone number is, 408-270-4267. Telephone number on Tuan Fan is 408-270-4267. Fax number is 408-270-3594. Dear Dr. Tuan Fan, T-U-A-N, last name Fan, this is a brief consult note on our mutual patient, Jaden, who I saw initially in July 2016. As you know, he has moderate allergic rhinitis and minor asthma problem, and he has been taking care of this with the oral antihistamines and inhalers period. However, he uses these medications off and on, and generally has done quite well, period. There is no emergency room visit or any significant allergy problems encountered in the last 6 or 7 years, period. Recently, he's been experiencing more stuffy nose and a lot of mucus in throat, plus some cough. These symptoms don't seem to be relieved easily with medications that he has used in past period. He has used some albuterol inhaler for shortness of breath, and that is generally effective, period. There is mild, moderate nasal congestion, period. You have done some lab work, including RAS testing, period. His IgE is quite high, in the range of 1577, which would be moderate to, which would be considered very high, period. He also exhibits many positive reactions, including many different foods, and family is concerned about food allergies, period. He does have minor symptoms like itchy mouth and itchy throat and itchy ears with the consumption of certain fruits like melons, plus watermelon and banana and strawberries, period. There is once in a while there is some emesis, and I am recommending to him that he should not consume, number one, watermelon, number two, melons, number three, bananas, number four, strawberries, period. However, he has not had any significant anaphylaxis, but certainly one should not be eating these foods, perhaps because of a possibility of experiencing anaphylaxis, period. Usually these positive oral symptoms are due to sensitization to different pollens that causes significant rhinitis period. This was all discussed with his dad, and gave him all the literature and answered all his questions, period. I told him to give me a call anytime with any questions, period. Examination on 5/23/73 revealed a mild nasal congestion, but rest of the exam was normal, period. Pulmonary function testing was normal, thus eliminating any significant airway obstructive disease. He has many positive food reactions, but direct history taking revealed that he can eat just about every food without experiencing any problem. So my gut feeling is that it is all sensitization, and he should be permitted to eat all the foods except the one which causes significant oral pruritus, period. New paragraph, allergy testing revealed moderate to large reaction to various pollens, period. Thus confirming diagnosis of spring and summertime allergies, period. Overall environmental precautions were discussed, and I think he should do quite well. My final diagnosis, oral allergy syndrome to watermelons, number one, watermelon, number two, different other melons, number three, strawberry, number four, bananas, number five, low-grade itchy mouth with apples, period. All these foods should be avoided as much as he can, period. Number two, singular 10 milligram daily for the next 2 to 3 months. Number three, Flonase, 2 puffs once daily. And all this can be continued till the end of pollen season, and then we can discontinue that. Number five, he can certainly take the inhaler, albuterol inhaler, if needed, for his wheezing and cough. And hopefully all this will certainly control his oral allergy syndrome and other allergic manifestations, period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate oral allergy syndrome, number two, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis, number three, minor asthma, I also emphasized to the family that he must take his medications on a regular basis, even if he feels well, which is what he has had been doing in past period. Certainly once the inflammatory process is pretty much taken care of, then medication can be used medications can be used intermittently, period. I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Jaden Doane. Thank you.